All right, everybody, welcome back to the Soda Pods division prediction, NHL season prediction show here. We got our friend Spoked Z from Judd's Buds. We have Alex Micheletti and, of course, State of Hoppy. If you missed any of our other division NHL season previews, division rundowns, predictions, all that fun stuff, go check us out on YouTube, The Soda Pod. You can check out the podcast at The Soda Pod or follow us on social media again at The Soda Pod on Facebook and Twitter. All right, let's jump into the Pacific Division. I mean, some of these divisions we were talking about, they're so tight. All the teams are really good. There's not really a bad hockey team in any of them. Well, the Pacific, quite the opposite, as it goes Vegas and then seemingly everybody else and then California. Let's dive into it, boys. Alex, let's start from you. Looking at the the list right now, what stands out to you? What throws you off? And I'll run down I'll run it down quickly with Vegas at number one, Edmonton number two, Calgary number three, the Canucks number four, and followed by Seattle, the LA Kings, Anaheim Ducks, and San Jose. What stands out for you, Alex?
Yeah, the three and four spots, Calgary and Vancouver, they're just really tough teams to watch. You know, defensively, they've had some tough preseasons too, but just by default, because the other half of the division, you got an expansion team, and then the California teams are just a nightmare. No depth, just awful teams. They were awful last year. They didn't really do much to improve either. So that's what stood out to me. And then little Edmonton finally make a run with Connor and Leon. Yeah. I mean, you know, maybe not bringing back Mike Smith was the answer, but we'll see.
Yeah. I think the Kings, out of the California teams, they improved. Like, they brought in some pieces, they filled in some holes. Do I think it's going to make a difference for them to actually like make the playoffs? No, but as far as being the best team in California, I think that, you know, our combined list here is correct in that they're better than Anaheim and they're way better than the San Jose Sharks, a mix of veterans and young players, which I think the Kings are going to be fun to watch regardless if they win or lose games.
No Byfield, man. No Byfield.
They still have other young guys in the mix there. Z, what stands out for you?
Calgary at three. I just don't see, like, I mean, there's a lot of bad goaltenders in this fucking division, I'll tell you. A lot of really bad ones, like so many bad ones, it's insane. I had Vegas one.
So you like Calgary then, right?
I put Seattle at three. Like, I just think, like, Calgary and Vancouver, I can't rely on anything. And then when you look at the construction of the Kraken, I think it's a lot of, like, low event, but, like, defensively good hockey players. Like, I think their back end's solid. I think their goaltending's good enough. But there's just no guy that, like, yeah, that's the guy that's going to go point per game. And that's, like, really the only fault that I have with Seattle. But, like, I just can't rely on Calgary's back end. Can't rely. I mean, Vancouver's back end is so fucking bad.
Dude, Hamonic, they just waived Hamonic, and they're still going to have to pay him over $1 million, even if he gets claimed.
Like, they're back, like, oh my god, it's so bad. It's fucking insane.
They can, like, move the puck. I'll give them that. They can move the puck, but that's about it.
Yeah, to, like, their team or the other team. Tyler Myers is, I mean, it's insane.
Tyler Myers gets way too much flack, in my opinion. Like, people expect him to be, like, a 30-point guy. And actually,
I expect him to be a guy that's making $6 million fucking dollars.
That's pretty much where it comes from.
Like, look, man,
congratulations
he is not,
on the Calder.
He is not the issue on that team. He gets way too much hate out here, and apparently NHL wide.
Well, it's what they're asking him. So, like,
it's semi-deserved.
He's gonna get shit on because they're asking him to, like, do this thing that he's really bad at. And they're like, they don't do anything else to fix it. Like, there are plenty of guys they could go. Like, they didn't have to trade for OEL, but I mean, I guess you had to if you wanted Garland. But, like, they didn't have to give up the 9th overall pick to do that.
Yeah, look,
I also got rid of some shitty contracts.
I'm not defending Jim Benning.
In the last year, why would they not just, like, ride the one year out? Like,
look,
you literally OEL is that contract. You literally can't buy it out. Like, it's worse if you buy it out.
No, and they only can buy it out in what, 4 years? That's the only time it would make sense.
I think he has a massive signing bonus in like year six, which is like. It's just,
well, leave it to the Aquilinis to pay that. But again, I'm not defending Jim Benning. I'm probably more critical than anybody of Jim Benning in this Vancouver Canucks market.
Where'd you rank the Canucks, Isha?
What I'm saying is in regards to just Tyler Myers.
Answer the question.
Well, you're interrupting me. I've been trying to get this point out there. I think he gets too much flack for a guy who goes out there and he's doing the best he can. Like, it's not his fault that he was offered a $6 million contract and you know, expected to play a certain way, which he's can't play anymore. I argue he never really was able to play. And he cross-checks motherfuckers way too much in the head because he's so damn tall. Okay. We'll get into
what?
Where
soon you'll see what Isha's ranking is, and it's higher than the consensus, so he can shut the fuck up. But I will say my contention here, and everyone disagrees with me, and that's totally fine. I think people are way too confident in what the Edmonton Oilers are going to do this year. I think that their defense and their goaltending is terrifying to me. I don't care that they have two of the top scoring players in the league.
Score everybody, Hoppy.
I'm just not confident in that. Sorry. Like, they're going to score plenty of goals. They're going to let up plenty of goals with their blue line. They're paying Nurse like he's a top 10 defenseman in the league. Makes no fucking sense. And Mike Smith is not even remotely capable of putting up the numbers he put up last year. They're going to be in shootouts every game. I'm betting the over every time, like I did with the Blackhawks a couple years ago. I'm just not confident enough that they can end up two. They'll probably make the playoffs, but I don't know. I'm not
so everybody, enough. This is coming from the guy who wants to put Calgary at number two. But anyways, continue, Hoppy.
You'll see that in a second. That's fine. Okay. Let's throw it up right now.
All right, let's move right on to showing everyone our individual predictions.
Go off, Isha. Go ahead and be a king. You just said you're the most critical of the Canucks, yet you have them higher than most.
You're putting words in my mouth. I'm the most critical of Jim Benning and
of Jim Benning.
Okay. Continue. Now, some of the Canucks players, like you said, with Tyler Myers, I'll defend him. Now, I don't think he's the star of this team, and I think that there is some criticism there that is deserved. But overall, I think the Canucks improved. Now, with their plan moving forward, which Z just highlighted, like, trading all those contracts that are coming off the books next year is probably not the smartest way to go. I think Jim Benning is just on thin ice here and has to make an impact, has to be different than what the narrative has been for the Vancouver Canucks in the last few years, which is a lot of the same. So that's why those moves were made. I think bringing in Connor Garland was awesome if you look at it individually there. Now Bo Horvat finally has another winger. Vasily Podkolzin has come in. Now, do I expect him to be a world beater? No, but whether he plays in the top six or the bottom six, he is going to be a solid piece there. Höglander's just going to get better. I think their offense is actually pretty good as far as a balance of defensive play and scoring. Now you look at their back end, it's pretty atrocious when Luke Shen is probably going to be the defenseman who plays alongside Quinn Hughes. Now, no disrespect to him, just won a Stanley Cup, but it wasn't in a top line role. I hope Pullman surprises us. I really do. And I think basically if Thatcher Demko and Halak can play out of this world and the defense can play fine, because it's not a world beating defense at all. If the defense can play fine, I think the Vancouver Canucks, given where they are in this division, could end up at number three where I put them. I think that they're probably making the playoffs. I really do. And I put Calgary on this list too. I think Calgary's making the playoffs. I think last year swayed our vision of what Calgary is. I still think on paper, and I still think they have the capability to be a solid team in this division. And to jump up what Hoppy said about the Edmonton Oilers, I disagree. I think they are going to put up a lot of goals, like he said, but I think they're going to outscore their opponents in the regular season and come out the victors in the playoffs. I think they're fucking, they're screwed.
Fair enough. All right, we'll go back to the bottom then with Micheletti. Tell us, like, what here, whether it's an individual person or a team's placement, like, what bothers you here?
Seattle a little bit. I just, like Z was talking about earlier, I with what they got in the expansion draft, they didn't really get anybody that's a dominant force on offense. It's a bunch of, I think, third line guys. you know, I like Jaden Schwartz, but you know, I just don't see anybody that is a game changer. You know, everybody else in this division has somebody that can be a game changer, and this Kraken team just doesn't have that yet. You know, you have Anze Kopitar in there, Pacioretty, obviously Connor and Leon, Goudreau, Zegras, and Hurdle, Couture. I don't see that on the Kraken as of yet.
You forgot Elias Pettersson, by the way.
Yes. No, yep. He didn't forget. Fair. Very fair. Very fair. Z, I want to hear from you here because I know you're very against the grain on a couple pieces here, being Seattle Kraken, you're higher than everyone. Calgary Flames, you're lower than everyone. Go off, King.
Yeah, again, just with Seattle, they don't like I agree with you that I said before, they don't have anyone that's going to flirt with like a point per game, but they have a bunch of low event, like solid defensive players, and they have a really good back end, and I like their goaltending more than most of these teams. With Edmonton, I actually liked what they did with their forward group a lot. Like, I actually really liked them signing Derek Ryan. I think he's one of the more underrated, like, 4Cs in the league.
Right now, they have him as a 3C, if that matters.
Do they?
Yeah, they've got him at 3 right now.
Wait a minute. Let me bring him up.
right ahead. But you can go off on how the Flames suck while you talk about that.
The Flames, again, it's like with every team in this fucking division, like, their back end is just atrocious. Like,
not great.
Hanifin and Tanev were awesome last year, and then everyone else was terrible. So they need Connor Mackey to be a stud. They need Valimaki to be good again and healthy, I guess.
Yeah, because we haven't really seen him at the NHL level, you know, healthy. That's the thing. I don't know what he is yet at the highest level. He ripped it up in junior, but like and in the minors, fair, respectively.
I mean, I have Shillington above him. I don't know why, like, I don't know what the deal is there, but Rasmus Anderson like put up okay numbers, but then defensively he was so bad, like it was painful. Zadorov is a complete mutant, and teams keep trading for or signing Eric Gudbranson because he's big and he punches people, but he's like bad at everything else.
So bad.
And then goaltending, Markstrom could fucking be terrible, or he could win a Vezina. I have no idea what he's going to do. I just don't trust the defense in front of him.
Okay, but that's where my contention is, Z. I think Markstrom has always played with a shitty defense in front of him.
Yeah,
even Vancouver. Yeah,
and last year he sucked.
There was no offense in front of him, though. There's a difference there. I think the offense can only go up from here. That's my personal opinion.
So then you're banking on a really big comeback from Monahan.
Monahan's like, at 2C right now, man. I'm okay with that.
I mean, I guess. Like, Lindholm, they haven't decided if he's going to be a center or a wing.
Well, right now, he's their 1C, and I'm totally okay with that.
Look, guys, you are all forgetting that they're bringing in Jack Eichel, and whether he plays this year or not. Whether he plays this year or not, that's going to solve the center issues.
I just think Calgary has too many questions. I just don't trust them at all.
NFL fans, hungry for a big win this week? DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, has you covered. New customers can bet just $5 on any NFL team to win their game. And if they do, you win $200 in free bets. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. It's that simple. If Sportsbook isn't available in your state or province yet, DraftKings won't leave you empty-handed. Everyone can play for huge cash prizes all season long with DraftKings Daily Fantasy Sports Contests. DraftKings is giving all new customers a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes with their first deposit. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code THPN. Bet just $5 on any NFL team to win their game and win $200 in free bets. If they win, you win with promo code THPN this week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older, New Jersey, Indiana, Pennsylvania only, new customers only, minimum $5 deposit and $1 wager required. One per customer. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I think.
But there's no questions for Edmonton?
Of course there are, but they have the best player on the planet who's going to go put up 150 points this year.
Probably.
And again, like, I think they, in this division, I absolutely think that they can outscore their problems, but I do think a couple of the guys that they brought in at forward are, like, going to help out somewhat with the defense just because their defense is so fucking bad.
Sure. No, that's fair.
But he's like, Connor McDavid is about to rip apart this, like, league. It's a joke. And I like bringing in Fogel. I like bringing in Derek Ryan. Love bringing in Hyman. Pickup. Don't love the contract, but I love.
No, but for the first three or four years, Hyman's a great pickup.
Well, what do we think of Cody Ceci and Duncan Keith together?
If Ceci's playing second pair, that's a bad thing. If he's third pair, he's great.
So that's the thing with Cody Ceci, right? Like, what are you bringing him in for? And it looks like he's going to be in a top four role, and then you're
Shouldn't
in trouble.
Be.
You know what I mean? Like, so that's bad. That's really, really bad.
He looked great in Pittsburgh last year, but that's because he was on the third pair.
Right. Like, you look at the right side of defense, and you have Tyson Barry, Cody Ceci, and hopefully Evan Bouchard. Otherwise, you're rocking with one of Chris Russell or Slater Cuckoo on the right side in the third pair. Like, that's bad. But well, again,
two
of the top scoring guys in the league that's going to, like, and in this division, that's going to help you big time.
Yeah, well, and two of those guys are puck-moving guys, first and foremost. It's like, where's the defense on this team? Even in the forward group, I mean, you said it there. They got a little bit better with some depth guys who can play a two-way game. But overall, like, Edmonton is they are strike first and run with it, you know? They are a knockout-type team.
I wanted to put the Kings way higher than I did. I wanted them to flirt with making the playoffs, but...
I'm rooting for them this year. Like, I'm excited to see their development. Personally,
I thought Alex Edler was a really good pickup, but not like if he's the only answer on defense. You know what I mean? Like, if he's going to be the guy that's going to be your first pair left D, like,
that's bad.
Defensively, he's fine, but like, is he by himself? Like, what's Drew Doughty going to look like this year? Like,
he's used to playing over 20 minutes, even in his late 30s. So I don't think he will be too bad. But I get what you're saying.
But if he's the only improvement you make, you're in trouble. Yeah. And like, I guess you really have to hope that what is it, Matt Roy, Matt Waugh, whatever the fuck, and then Sean Walker. Yeah, like they're fine, but they're not like, if you're a team that's saying that you want to go win a Stanley Cup, you can't have one of those two guys in your second pair.
Yeah.
But I love what they did at forward though. Like, down the middle, your 1-3 centers, Kopitar, Deneau, Vilardi, that's solid. Arvidsson, love, put him next to Kopitar. Yep, that works.
Please, that'll work.
Yeah,
I've always loved Arvidsson.
Yep, I think Kempe, sneaky, like, good on both sides. Iafallo's a stud.
Yeah.
And we'll see what happens with their young guys, but just defensively, like, I can't trust Olimata. Mikey Anderson. Never. I hope is awesome.
He's,
I think Mikey Anderson
machine.
Could be really good. It's painful, and then honestly though, like, their goaltending, I love Cal Peterson. Jonathan Quick is whatever, but like, Cal Peterson, I think people don't give him enough credit. Then again, he just signed a $5 million deal, so maybe they do, but
will they give him the lion's share of playing time?
I think they're gonna have to.
I think so, and I think Quick,
like,
knows
what they play last year.
I don't know.
Cal Peterson last year played what? He played 35 games last year, so he was their starter.
And I think Quick knows, you know, he knows his place with this team now. He's just happy to still be there.
All right, fair enough. All right, I'll be brief on two topics, and then one that I want to expand because I think Isha's an idiot. But first, I think Calgary Flames, I get all of the concerns. I still think Markstrom is a better goalie than anyone will give him credit for. And I think their forward group couldn't have underperformed more last year. You look at them top to bottom. There's not a bad line amongst them. They've got the depth, and if they can play the right game, and now we're in a full season of Sutter, who knows what that's going to do for them. I think that could rise them up the ranks. The defense isn't great. It's not ideal, especially losing Geo, but Markstrom helps balance that. Edmonton, I get all the points there. They added good pieces on offense. I think Hyman's going to be incredible for the first line. I think adding Fogel's great. dude, their defense fucking sucks. Goaltending's not great. And if you're worried when we're talking about other divisions about, oh, what happens if this goaltender goes down? What happens if Dreisaitl or McDavid go down? They're fucked. Because unlike Pittsburgh, they are not equipped to play one of them as the workhorse and not have both playing. And I think that's scary. But
Hoppy, we didn't make this list thinking that the two main guys would be out.
Well, then why are we talking about the goaltenders getting hurt for Florida? What's the difference?
And that's what I said there. I didn't think it would really matter. The guy has to step up if he's a starting goalie.
That's my point. So we can move past it then. It's a moot point. I want to hear, we'll go Z first and then Micheletti. Who do you think is a better center in the NHL today? Logan Couture or Tomáš Hertl?
Oh, God.
Tomáš Hertl.
Hell yeah.
Next question.
Yeah, Hertl too. I think he's better defensively too.
All right, I'm signing off, folks. See ya.
So Hoppy tried to dunk on me here. He even prefaced it with saying that Ish is an idiot.
You are an idiot.
Yet.
Apparently I'm the only smart one here.
Yet majority speaks, my friend.
Apparently, I'm wrong. All right, go off on why I'm wrong then. Z, go first.
I think Hertl gives you a lot more in terms of just like the way he plays. I think Couture is pretty he's super skilled. He's good in front of the net. He's got a good shot. But like Hertl is just about dangerous anywhere on the ice with the puck on his stick. Like I think he's got more skill, first of all.
And he's a better skater. A way better skater.
He's a better skater for sure. I just think Hertl has a lot more ways he can hurt you than Logan Couture. Like, I don't think teams go into any game being like, fuck, we really got to worry about Logan Couture right now. But Tomáš Hertl, and again, defensively, he's far superior in like versus Logan Couture. Like, it's not even close.
God, this hurts me, guys, because like I'm a low-key big fan of Tomáš Hertl. Like, I love him like I love Roope Hintz and Braden Point. Mm-hmm. And I'm the only one that thinks he's worse than Couture, so this just hurts me to my core. Micheletti, you want to add anything? I don't know. I'm just an idiot.
I like Hurdle's physicality too. He brings some anger to his game, and I really like that.
He's got an edge.
Couture hasn't been the same since Pavelski left too. I think he misses. You know, he hasn't played with a lot of confidence in his game. And San Jose is just it's incredible how far they've fallen, losing a guy like Thornton too. It's just in their goaltending. It's been atrocious.
It's been worse than atrocious. That's for sure.
Hey, and Jumbo Joe, I mean, he's probably in agreement with us too. Four all goals. Right. I have my cock out, stroking it.
And that was perfect for the four goal performance for Hertl. Isha, lead us off here. Pacific, this is our team. We're all trying to mentally back them, even though most people don't like them. Why should we be optimistic about the Vancouver Canucks?
Well, first of all, they got their farm team just down the road, which is nice. So they can actually oversee their development this year. Second of all, I'm triggered by that Johnny Canuck image you put in the right there. That it's a lumberjack and it's a white man. Now, as a brown person, I'm very, very upset that's the main logo for Abbotsford. I think it should be canceled. But anyways, the Vancouver Canucks, I ran it down the season prediction video or the division prediction video a little bit. What I'll say is this. I think the goaltending is far better and a lot more solid than the rest of this division, quite frankly. I think Thatcher Demko has developed to be a starting goaltender in the National Hockey League. I think, you know, you can't get any better than Halak as your backup, and I don't think he's fallen off at all. So I really like the goaltending tandem. Yes, the defense, royally fucked. It's a huge question mark. I said, if you have Luke Shen playing on the top pairing with the Quinn Hughes, I don't care if they balance each other out with an offensive or defensive style. That's still not a good thing. I'm really putting a lot of my chips in Pullman's basket. I really hope that he can actually be a very solid defensive player back there, because with the likes of the rest of them, it doesn't look too good. I'm hoping, you know, Rathbone plays well, but you know, we'll see. The defense is my only concern. I think the forward group of the Vancouver Canucks vastly better. I think their top six vastly better. They're top two lines, guys. I mean, it's a 1-2 punch there, and their third line has just gotten better defensively with the acquisition of Dickinson, for example. And I think overall their entire forward group has depth scoring and depth two-way play, which is new. We haven't seen this for a while with the Vancouver Canucks, so I'm excited for that. Are they one of the better teams in the Pacific? No, but is there a chance that they, you know, get that third, fourth spot? I think that's almost a guarantee, in my opinion, over the likes of a Seattle.
Huh. All right. Z, I'll let you go off first then.
I don't like their bottom six at all.
Well, you're a Jay Beagle fan, clearly, then.
Yeah, I love
it. Because now that he's gone, obviously it just fell off, right?
And
Jay Beagle should have he shouldn't be allowed to wear number 83. He should have a normal number.
If your
number is above the 40s, then you should be sick. that's just how I feel about that.
Buddy, three rings. I think he's pretty sick.
If you say Jay Beagle, the first thing that people say is like, oh yeah, that's the guy that got knocked out by Aaron Asham and literally took a nap on that.
That's the guy who won ECHL, AHL, and Lord Stanley.
Yeah, that's what everyone's talking about. but like, they don't have like, I cannot get over their defense, like specifically on the right side. Like, they actually don't have a number one right shot defenseman. Like, it's not Tyler Myers. It's not Travis Hamonic. It's not Tucker Poolman. It's not
Hamonic's not even on the team.
Hamonic's gone. He's not on the team anymore.
I'm just looking at their cap friendly page. Like, that's the thing. Like, it's like, and then who do they have for prospect? What are you gonna throw Madison Bowie back out there? Oof. Like, it's bad.
No, it is bad. Agreed.
Noah Juleson, Kyle Burrows, Brady Keeper. Like, Brady Keeper is a literal psychopath. He's very entertaining. He fights everybody. Every game before the game starts, he skates around, tries to fight everybody. It's awesome.
Attaboy. Well, he just had surgery, so he's not even reporting for a few months.
Right. So, like, here's the thing. Like, when, like, after Quinn Hughes and OEL, like, the only thing people are like hyping, and I'm saying OEL is something that like people are talking about when they're talking about Vancouver's defense, like, not hyping him up, just being like, oh my god, look at him go out there, he look exists. At him in his back, look at this bag skate, he's dead. I love Jack Rathbone, but when he's the one everyone's hyping up, that's a problem. Like, that's a big problem.
Ben Hutton-esque. When Ben Hutton came up and everyone's like, holy fuck, Ben Hutton. We're like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Hutton's a suitcase now.
That was something. That was something else. But like, when that's the guy, I was like, yeah, he's the one that's going to come in and really improve this defense. It's like, what? Like, that's probably a problem. One of the best top sixes in the league. Absolutely. Beyond that, I don't know how you're looking at the bottom six and being like, yeah, that's the one that's gonna get it done here. That's what makes us really good. They're all gonna score at least 30 points. It's really bad.
30 points, that's better than any of the bottom six the last like 5 years the Vancouver Canucks has even offered. So I'm okay.
Perfect. So yeah, that's the
again shitty division, not the best team out there. I still think that they're good enough to get that third mark, and I have more confidence in the goaltending than it's usual. Bad.
It's better than Edmonton's.
And put it this way. It's because I'm a Vancouver Canucks fan, because for the last 10 years, we just relied on goaltending to make any sort of impact.
I am coming from Boston. I love Yaroslav Halak. He was so bad last year. He got scratched. That's a one-off. A backup goaltender got scratched in the playoffs. A backup goaltender for Jeremy Swayman, a rookie.
Do you want Mike Smith and Mr. Koskinen, or do you want what Vancouver has, which is Halak?
Yeah, next question, Vancouver, but it doesn't matter because Connor McDavid isn't shooting on fucking Mike Smith. Like, he's not. He's going to put up 4 points a game against every other goalie in this league, other than Vasilevsky. But, like...
Hellebuck, Gibson, whatever.
Yeah. No, but you know what I'm saying.
But
Thatcher Demko better be a $5 million goaltender. Like, he better be right now, because agreed. If Halak is, I'm telling you, when Tuukka went down this year, it was not good when Halak had to be the number one. And again, he got pushed out by Jeremy Swayman, who became their number one until Tuukka came back, and then a backup goaltender got scratched in the playoffs. That's fucking insane. He was watching in from the press box because he couldn't back up Tuukka Rask. So like in this division, all of, like none of the defenses are like, yeah, they're awesome, but they have a bunch of guys that are studs in their top six. So that's when you worry about the goaltending.
Hey, fair point. Fair point.
Fair.
I just can't trust them. Like it's painful.
But you're telling me. I feel about Edmonton, man. I feel the same way.
They
about
have
Edmonton.
The best player on the planet.
Yeah, Hoppy. That's the thing though. Like I don't trust Edmonton either. But it proof's in the pudding. They're always at the top of this division when pretty much since McDavid's been here because of that recipe of outscoring. So until that doesn't work, I'm gonna still
look at in favor of that. Look at the goalies that he's gonna face. Aiden Hill.
It's insane.
Markstrom, we don't know. Leonard's still a question mark.
I know about Markstrom, but
yeah.
I actually like what Vegas did with their backup. I like Laurent Brossoit a lot.
Yeah,
he's one of the better backups in the league.
Okay.
He's been very good as a
backup. He was good in Winnipeg.
Until this past year. Literally, it was this past year.
And this past year was such just a weird year. I don't want to judge players or teams just based off this COVID year, especially the Canadian teams. Because, again, Montreal went to the fucking finals. Montreal's a joke.
Oh, God. Yeah. We're back to this. All right. Moving on. Thank you all for listening. We're cutting it off right now.